Coming up on episode number 1211 of Coverville, it's a very special day here in the Coverville studios. Normally, I'm in here all alone. Very rarely do I let anybody into the studio because it's a distraction. It's difficult. I'm kind of more of a recluse when it comes to recording the show. I like being in here all alone. Well, with Tina and Tristan, of course, but for the most part, you know, here alone. But I've invited a few Coverville citizens and patrons to come to the Coverville studios for a tour. What we're going to be doing is recording an episode of Coverville during that tour. Yes, it's the Coverville studio tour, and it's coming up right now. I didn't have a name for this. I did not have a name for this show. It's the Coverville studio tour, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, as I mentioned, the Coverville studio tour. Yeah, great to have you guys all here, and you're checking the place out, which is good. They're kind of wandering around behind me as we do this show, as we do this special episode. No, not over there. Those are all the wires that control all the stuff for the... Oh, geez, no, don't play with that wire, especially that one with the... I know it's got kind of an exposed part of that, but whatever, just don't touch. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. Is she okay? All right. Well, go ahead and Tina and Tristan are here. Go ahead and take her up to the Coverville infirmary and have her get looked at while we go ahead and play this first set of music. We're going to start things off with a cover by Ben Queller. This was part of a soundtrack to a video game called Stubbs the Zombie. It is one of the only soundtracks to a video game that I can think of that is so monumentally better than the video game itself. It's a great cover repository. On there, you'll find this cover right here by Ben Queller of a song that most people attribute to the Cordettes. Yeah, they did it. They didn't do it first, though. Ronald and Ruby did the original version of this song. The song is called Lollipop.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Baby lollipop, tell you why. Her kiss is sweeter than apple pie. And when she does a shaky rockin' dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call her lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Sweeter than candy on a stick, huckleberry, cherry, or lime. If you had a choice, she'd be your pick. But lollipop is mine. Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Crazy way she thrills me, tell you why. Just like the lightning from the sky, she loves to kiss me till I can't see straight. Gee, my lollipop is great. I call her lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop.
Let's shout from the rooftop, goody goody dum dums, we're a girl like you.
I'm getting weaker, weaker, every time I hear her name. Oh, she's getting sweeter, sweeter, the girl's driving me insane. Oh, and I goody goody gumdrops, my heart's doing flip-flops. She would love, can do, I'm gonna shout it from the rooftops. Goody goody gumdrops, with a girl like you. Everything is good about her, couldn't live without her. The moment I see her, no one's come out this way. Well, goody goody gumdrops, my heart's doing flip-flops. She would love,
How cool is that? That is the Unicorn Princess with their cover of Marcy Playground's Sex and Candy. I've got a Natalie Gelman version that I usually play when somebody wants to hear a cover of Sex and Candy, because it was recorded at the Coverville 500 event in Las Vegas back in 2008, live, and she even name-checks me and Coverville in there. So, of course, there's a big amount of pride in that version, but I love that Unicorn Princess cover so much I had to play it on today's show. The Unicorn Princess and a cover of Sex and Candy. Before that, Charlotte Martin covering Snow Patrol, the cover of Chocolate, that one from her album Reproductions from 2007. Receiver before that with a cover of Goody Goody Gumdrops, that one originally done by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company from the Right to Choose Bubblegum Classics Revisited album. And then Ben Queller at the top of that set with the Cordettes, Lollipop, originally done by Ronald and Ruby, but that, you know, the most popular version is by the Cordettes, so let's say it's the Cordettes he was covering there. That one from the soundtrack to the video game Stubbs the Zombie. All right, well, we're continuing our tour through the Coverville studios here. We're in the warehouse right now. This is, if you hear a little bit of an echo in my voice, there's literally just thousands and thousands of stacks of CDs all around here. Stuff that needs to get put away, stuff that needs to get organized. Everybody's out there kind of checking those out. You're looking at that stack over there. There's a stack over here that somebody's looking at. No, don't touch that one. It's just for looking. I know there's a CD in the bottom there that you want, but you just got to kind of leave that alone. But yeah, this is where all the stacks of CDs get stored before we go through them, extract all the covers from them, and then put them onto the... No, dude, don't... Now you... Oh my God, now that... do you see that stack right there? It's wobbling. Back up. Oh my God, the whole thing just fell all over him. Oh my God, he's completely buried in CDs over there. Yeah, I know people still use CDs. Tina, Tristan, could you guys help get him up to the infirmary? Yeah, dig him out from all those CDs and get him up to the infirmary. I'm sorry about the tour here, folks. Sorry about that. Well, we'll continue on the tour. In the meantime, how about something from the Wig in a Box? This is the... from the cover album Wig in a Box, which was a tribute to Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Here is Frank Black with his cover of Sugar Daddy.
Jenny, daughter of one of the luxuries of the modern age. Every item on every page in the something crossed my mind. And I was thinking that you'd look so fine in a velvet dress with heels and an ermine stole. Oh, Luther, darling, heaven knows I've never put on women's clothes except for once my mother's camisole. So you think only a woman can truly love a man? Then you buy me that dress, I'll be more woman than a man like you can stand. I'll be a Venus on a chocolate shell, yeah, rising on a marshmallow foam, oh, if you got some sugar for me.
On the good ship, lollipop is the sweet trip to the candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay, lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar.
See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to the candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach at Peppermint Bay, lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar.
See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to the candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay, oh, 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 lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air. There you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. In the bed you hop, dream away.
On the good ship, lollipop.
Oh, bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. It's a sweet trip to the candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay, oh, oh, lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack band fill the air. There you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache.
On the good ship, lollipop is a nice trip. In the bed you hop, dream away.
On the good ship, lollipop, oh, oh, and dream away.
On the good ship, lollipop,
oh, and dream away.
On the good ship, lollipop, oh, bow, 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 bow.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
In the corner of my eye, I saw you at Rudy's. You were very high, you were high. You was crying, you disgraced. They saw your face on the counter by your keys. Was the book of numbers and your remedy.
Up, grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move you when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy fruit, it's gonna move ya. Juice so soft, it gets right through ya. Juicy fruit, the taste is gonna move ya. Candy said, to hate my body and all that it requires in this world. other so discreetly talk about. I'm gonna watch the bluebirds fly over my shoulder. I'm gonna watch them pass me by. Maybe when I'm older, what do you think I'd see? If I could walk away from me. The smallest taste of what will be. Candy says, I hate the big decisions that cause endless revisions in my mind.
Martin L. Gore from his Counterfeit 2 album from 2003, an all-cover album, the sequel, of course, to Counterfeit 1 that Depeche Mode's Martin L. Gore released. Really good cover there of the Velvet Underground song Candy Says right there. Rufus Wainwright with a very short cover that he recorded for Funny or Die, actually for an entire EP called the Gum EP, the Rufus Wainwright Gum EP. A cover there of the Juicy Fruit theme. The Darcys with a cover of Black Cow, originally by Steely Dan, recorded on their All Steely Dan, All Asia cover album titled Asia, back in 2012. The Persuasions with a cover of On the Good Ship Lollipop, of course Shirley Temple, probably best known for that song. And Frank Black with a cover of Sugar Daddy. That one he recorded for the tribute to the soundtrack to Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which was called Wig in a Box, was released back in 2003. Continuing the tour here, I mean, we're down to just a couple a handful of people here in the Coverville tour, but we've moved into the sorting facility. This is where I've got a team of people who listen to things we've identified as cover songs, and they go through them and determine if it's too close to the original or if it's a good one. If it's a good one, goes here, gets put in the show, gets in the lineup, down the conveyor belt and put into an episode of Coverville. But if it is not deemed different enough from the original to make it onto the show, it goes down. I don't know if you can see it from where the camera's positioned, but down this big pit, just dropped into this big pit. And people are kind of checking this area out, looking through. Don't bother the sorters. They're doing their job. Let them, they can't hear. They've got headphones on. But yeah, leave the sorters alone. Don't interrupt them. And ma'am, please step away from the pit. Don't get too close to it. It's very slippery right there. Oh my gosh, she just went down. It's almost as if I should have had some sound effects for this, but I didn't. But yeah, she went right down the pit. All right, well, Tina, Tristan, if you guys could maybe get her to the Coverville Infirmary. And in the meantime, we'll play another set of music here. Let's start with this one. It is something that Elvis Costello included on his cover album, which was later re-released by Rhino Records as a double disc collection called Kojak Variety. Great set of covers on this one. This one's by Jesse Winchester originally. It is called Payday.
Let's go out on the town tonight. My pockets are heavy with loot. And get drunk and nasty and loud and aggressive to boot. I've been living from hand to mouth for it must be 3 or 4 weeks. And I can tell you one thing, Jack. You listen when your stomach speaks.
Yeah. It won't do to dream of caramel, to think of cinnamon and long for you. It won't do to stir a deep desire, to fan a hidden fire that can never burn true. I know your name, I know your skin, I know the way these things begin, but I don't
Union with a cover of Suzanne Vega's Caramel. I just love that version. I'm a sucker for anything with an upright bass and female vocals. Whatever that is my, if there's a fetish around that, then that's probably something I've got and I should probably, seek treatment or something. But that is Caramel, performed by the Wave Mechanics Union from their 2012 album, Further to Fly, a cover of Caramel originally by Suzanne Vega. Martin Denny right before that with Incense and Peppermints, that one from the Ultra Lounge On the Rocks Part 1 album compilation, originally done by Strawberry Alarm Clock, of course, Incense and Peppermints. I want to say that was the song that was number one the year I was born, back in 1969. Elvis Costello at the top of the... Oh, I'm sorry, no, there was a Smashing Pumpkins cover in there too. A Thorn for Every Heart brought us Jelly Belly, that one from the Smashing Pumpkins tribute called The Killer in You from 2005. Really, really good album. Really good tribute to the Smashing Pumpkins there, who I guess are, for the most part, back together and touring, according to some folks who were lucky enough to go see them this summer as they go on tour. Very cool. Envious of you guys. I think it's going to be a great show. And then Elvis Costello at the top of that set with a cover of Payday, originally by Jesse Winchester. He included that on his 1994 cover compilation, Kojak Variety. And the tour is over. I mean, something happened to just about everybody that was on the tour, whether it was falling down the pit or getting covered by a stack of CDs or zapping themselves with the wiring here in the studio. So really, I guess it just comes down to you. You're the last one, listener. You're the last one, and because of that, you're going to get a lifetime supply of covers delivered straight to your ear from Coverville. So congratulations for that. But other than that, you get nothing. So good day, sir. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you for tuning in. That's a little low. Let's fix that. If you want to send me an email, you might want to after this episode. Requests at coverville.com is the email address to use. You can record a message to me. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. For everything else, just visit coverville.com. That's where you're going to find episodes of all the previous shows. You can download those. You can become a Coverville citizen. You can, you know, everything else that you want is right there at coverville.com. And be sure to go check that out. Anything else you can find over at the Reddit. That is coverville.reddit.com. It is a great place if you want to chat about this episode or more, and you don't want to go to the website. You want your own place you're comfortable and familiar with. Of course, Reddit is the place to do it. Just go to coverville.reddit.com. And big thanks to Josh for setting that up. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Witt saying that just about covers it for this week. We'll see you next time right here on the show. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com or get your podcast so good, you'll be sure that they're pure imagination.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.